This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in big trouble, and not just because of Russia hoax or impeachment hoax. It's far bigger than that. Far bigger. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. It's important for you to be here for me, because I would do this for myself, but only for a short amount of time. I can share my own views, you know, to people around me. I don't need to have a radio show if nobody wants to listen. So apparently, people are listening because we keep getting, you know, more markets, even though we still haven't figured out how to make money in radio. That's okay. I'm not worried about that. It's like one of my buddies, a guy named Keenface, he and I were talking. You'll start to hear more about him. He's a former Blood gang member, and he's solidly for Trump. He confided in me, says, Kevin, do you know a dude came up to me and told me he would write me a check for $1 million if I were to denounce Trump? He goes, what's really funny about that conversation is this is Kingfish Summit. He says, Kev, he says, dude thought $1 million was going to be impressive to me. He goes, I'm broke. He says, I'm flat out broke. But he says, I guarantee you, man, I've had multiple millions of dollars roll through these fingertips. He says, you know what my business was. He was talking about, he's a dope dealer. I'm talking about a strong dope dealer. Ran the streets. New York. And he said, he goes, man, if I'd have been smart, I'd have socked it away. He says, there's a way to do bad that's still good. And we went on to talk about the industrialized nation of America. We went on to talk about the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and how they were, you know, involved in setting up trust in such a way that they were the only way you could do business in the railroad industry or the steel industry, you know, that kind of stuff. And it took the government to come in and do antitrust legislation to break them up. Right? Rockefeller. All these big names, guys that would go take union thugs and go beat people up. They were an organized mafia. But you know what? It took that to build a country. And what did they do? They finally said, you know what? I'm going to start doing good with my money. Carnegie's giving away as much of his money. I mean, before he died, he was just giving it away. He's giving away billions of dollars and continues to. His foundation wants to give away many, many more millions of dollars because he built the country. He knew what it would take to build the country. It took illegal activity to build the country. Now, Kingface and I were talking, and I said, you know, if black folks took that approach with drugs and said, look, it's going to take this illegal activity to build a stronger black community, ultimately we are going to get out of the illegal part of it, transition over. And I explained, I had a friend in the Bahamas that did exactly that. Boy was the biggest dope dealer in the Bahamas, and now he owns entire islands. He owns condo complexes. He owns the telecommunications infrastructure. He owned the Kentucky Fried Chicken that I got chicken at. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. Anyway, we were talking about this, that, you know, the people in the Democratic Party want to hold dominion over us. Not just black folks, all of us. And they're in big trouble because they've lost something. And that something is control. Yeah. We voted control back to ourselves. And the Democrats don't know how to handle it. See, Donald Trump represents that. He represents the destruction of the deep state. How many swamp rats have been exposed under Donald Trump? Let me ask that question another way. How many of these swamp rats would you know are swamp rats if it weren't for Trump? Would you consider Comey a good guy or a bad guy? Because we're told, oh, he's FBI Director James Comey. He wouldn't have been fired. You think Hillary Clinton would have fired Comey? He wouldn't have been fired. Mueller would be a stand-up dude. Mueller wouldn't be Mr. Magoo, which is what he showed himself to be. He'd be a stand-up dude. What about Schiff? What would he be? Schiff is going to go down in history as McCarthy on steroids, and not in a good way. McCarthy was right. We were infiltrated with commies. Schiff is wrong. Schiff doesn't care. You think he's going to go down in history as a good guy? They've lost control because we voted control back to ourselves. And this is why I said, I've been saying for the past couple of weeks, this is not about all this impeachment hoax and Russia hoax and all this nonsense. It's not about the destruction of Donald Trump. He's the vessel, if you will, that they want to destroy. This is not about destroying Trump. This is about destroying you. 63 million people who voted for Trump, and I'm going to guesstimate 67 million who will vote for him this time. They want to weaken your will, our will. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is your will weakened? How do you feel? Do you feel weaker or do you feel empowered? Because I'm going to tell you what I feel. I'm going to tell you what I believe most of you feel. You feel empowered. You feel like, finally, we are making headway. Finally, we are getting back at these morons, these so-called intelligentsia who believe they know more than we do. We are finally getting back. We are finally seeing this government for what it had become. A gangster government doesn't care about what you think. So what, Obama is a failure? You will take it and you will pay for that failure. And we will take that money and we will put it into global climate change or whatever other farce that we choose. And you will say nothing. You will become the citizen we want you to be. And then next, you know what we're going to do? We're going to unarm you. We've already got you shut up. We've already got you to where you're afraid to speak. Him and Haw and saying blah, 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 black in describing black. That's what they want. They got you right where they want you until Donald Trump came along. And so they've thrown everything at him. Have you seen him revert to racism yet? Have you seen him revert to sexism yet and misogyny? Have you seen them revert to xenophobia? What? No, they completely shifted strategy because now they got all their eggs in one basket. It's going to be impeachment, baby. We're going to get, and that's over. It's over. House will vote. Senate will run it through. I don't know how it's going to all end up. I'm done making predictions on it. I didn't think the Democrats would be stupid enough to actually take it to this level. But there was a part of me that went, they are that stupid. Because you guys know how I feel about Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I asked the question earlier, is your will weakened? I'm not talking about you, what you're leaving for the kids. I'm talking about your will, the thing inside of you that drives you, your willpower. Is it weakened? I already know the answer to this question because I know my willpower has been strengthened. I was lukewarm on Trump to begin with. But I said I would support the candidate who won. I'm glad Trump won. I'm glad it wasn't Lindsey Graham. I'm glad it wasn't Ted Cruz. I like Ted. I've been to two events with his wife, Heidi. You know, and I'm glad. I mean, he's a nice guy and Heidi's a nice lady. But I'm glad Ted didn't win. I'm glad Rand Paul didn't win. Because I've watched Trump in action. I can look back in retrospect and say, you know what? It was a mistake that I didn't buy into Trump early on. I have credited the early adopters with being, wait, look at you guys. Way to go. Way to see what we didn't see. Now, I'll give myself a little bit of an out because I stayed objective. I wasn't looking long-term at a bunch of other stuff. I stayed objective because I was a media guy at the time and I was being asked these questions. I didn't want people going, you're trying to influence one way or the other. No. I never try to influence something one way or the other. I give you information. I give you my opinion. I was telling you guys about this kid, King Face.
young black guy. He's a former Blood. He was trying to unite the Bloods and the Crips to stop the fighting. To what level of success? Probably not much. But he tried. Anyway, we were talking, and he said to me, he asked me a question about something. And, oh, no, we were talking about how people, he says, Kev, I don't like when people try to tell me how to think. And I said, that's when you know you shouldn't be paying attention to somebody. I said, when somebody says, you're having struggles in your relationship, they say, man, you need to leave her. You need to leave that woman. And you go, well, why? Yeah, because of this, that. You know, in other words, I'm telling you my story about my relationship. And you go, you need to leave that woman. And I go, the reason why you already automatically know that's not a person to confide in is because they haven't asked you a very simple question. What do you think she'd say? See, there's always the other perspective. I'm listening to you. You're my boy. Oh, man, you need to dump her. She's crazy. Yeah, maybe you made her crazy. So what I said to him was, I said, I don't ever try to influence. What I do is, I said, when somebody comes to me for advice, here's what I say. I say, well, Ted, I'm not going to speak to your specific situation, but I do want to tell you a story about a similar situation that happened to me, it happened to a friend, or whatever. And then what I suggest you do is put yourself on the other side. Ask yourself, are you really being fully truthful about your side of it? What do you think the other person would say? And what do you concede that that person says is right? In other words, you may be in a horrible relationship, but the other person probably will say something about you that is true. So if you take that into account, how would that influence your activities towards them? So when you start quizzing people on that, they come up with their own mind. That's what I do on this show. Just for the record, I tell you guys all the time, I'm not trying to influence. If I do, congratulations to me, if you feel influenced. But I'm telling you my side of the story. And being honest, I don't care what you think. You shouldn't care what I think. You should just say, I agree with that point. I disagree with this point. Kevin made me think. Whatever. But I'm not going to go, you need to vote Republican. You need to vote this. You need to vote that. No. Would I suggest you look into voting Republican and hear the reasons? Absolutely, I can suggest that. I suggest independence. Look at the lies that the Democrats are telling you and then ask yourself, do you want to be associated with liars? Is that what you want? Anyway, let me go back. Is your will weakened? Because mine has been strengthened. I believe Democrats, the 63 plus million people who voted for Donald Trump, will add a minimum of 4 million people who say, I'm sick of these lying scumbags. I'm sick of them. Donald Trump has strengthened those people. I ask this question not because I need to know what you think. I know what you think. I ask this question because I want Democrats to wake up. Has your will been weakened? The answer for conservatives is heck to the no. Democrats, you have made us burrow in like a tick on a hound dog. You have made us so supportive of Donald Trump that he could shoot somebody in Times Square and I'll look the other way. I remember when he made that comment, I was like, man, that's outrageous. I would have never said, I didn't say it was outrageous, because I knew he was speaking metaphorically, but I still said, that's crazy for that man to say that. That's not going to endear anybody to him. You know what? I am endeared to him. If he said it today, I would say, he's right. I would indeed look the other way. You see what I'm saying? These comments aren't for them. For us, it's for them. Donald Trump called his supporters super elite. I don't know if you guys remember that. It was a speech he gave. He ridiculed the self-proclaimed elites on the left. He chided leftists who want to set policy for people they perceive as minions. Us. They don't see us as human beings that are worthy of you know, that have intellect and are worthy of consideration of our thoughts and ideas. They see us as, who are you to tell us what to do? Trump declared to that crowd, if they are the elite, then you are the super elite. I want you to look, it seems small. It seems trivial. Is it getting any press? No, it's not about that. I just want to put you in the mindset of a person, why you're willing to overlook him shooting somebody in Times Square, why you've burrowed in like a tick on a hound dog, why your will has not and will not be weakened. You've watched your warrior under attack. He's practically fighting this battle by himself. But you know what? More and more people come around Donald Trump and rally around him. Guys like Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham said the other day, I was for the Mueller investigation because I wanted to know exactly what happened. But after that, I'm from Donald Trump. And he has been dyed in the wool. If God forbid if McCain were alive, he might actually be supporting Trump at this stage. This is a crazy world we live in, folks. Imagine if Obama said this to his followers, that they were the super elites. I never remember Obama saying to people who supported him that they were super elite. I never heard him compliment his supporters. But I don't think many of them felt elite compared to him. Obama had an air of elitism, and it was, you will never exceed my elite status. And all indications are that Obama began to believe that he was different in his second term. He was buying into the hype that he was bigger than life. So what? He was making mistakes. He was bigger than life. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, good for him. But the problem was, if he considered himself elite and he couldn't get done what Trump does, what is Trump? What is he in comparison? If Obama is your litmus test for the best it could ever be, and then Donald Trump comes in and blows his butt away, what could you possibly be thinking?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress passed a $1.4 trillion government-wide spending package on Thursday, which includes increasing the national age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. The two-bill package is some 2,400 pages long and does add steady funding for President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall. All indications are that the president will sign the bill once it's on his desk. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump, and now the Kentucky Republican says that Democrats might not actually formally submit those articles to the Senate.
House Democrats may be too afraid
too afraid to even transmit their shoddy work product to the Senate. Mr. President, it looks like the prosecutors are getting cold feet.
The latest Democratic presidential debate happens tonight. Seven candidates will be taking the stage in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, it looks like trouble in paradise. When you're burning love that's cold as ice.
You guys know that song by Al Jarreau? You guys know that? No? You don't even know who Al Jarreau is, do you? It's fun to work with millennials because you get to rib them about what they don't know. Now, look, I don't know a lot about a lot. I ain't going to lie to you. This is Kevin Jackson, by the way. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. But there is a little trouble in paradise. Democrats are burning love that's cold as ice. Go out and find the flame so you can warm it up again. Oh, man. Trouble in paradise. Democrats can't get it together. They can't get it together. Look, I'm going to talk about black Democrats in a little bit. Okay, I'm going to talk about the brothers in a little bit. I ain't going to talk about them right now. But I'm going to tell you, there's trouble in paradise for the Democrats. Big time trouble. Because they can't seem to figure out who they want. Poll after poll. I've talked about this to the point where I don't know what I can add. But here's what I can do. I can make observations about stuff. And there's a big brouhaha coming. I saw that Bloomberg is spending $4.2 million a week in ads. $4.2 million a week. He's burning through $16 million a month in a four-month week and $21 million a month in a five-month week. A five-week month, rather. Did I say it right? First, I said it wrong the first time. A four-week month and a five-week month. 16-plus million, almost 17, and 21 million in a five-week month. I mean, that's more money than most of these Democrats take in. In fact, it may be more money than they take in collectively. Steyer has upped his commercial output. His big commercials now are all about climate. He's going to term limits and climate change. He stopped bashing Trump in the ones I've seen, and he's talking term limits and climate change. Now, let me ask you, do you think that Steyer can implement term limits? The short answer is no. And do you think that we now have the appetite for climate change? Would that be the reason you vote for somebody? Even if you're one of these conservatives that believes in climate change, because they're out there, they write to me, Kevin, how could you possibly not do climate change? And I go, well, because one of us is a scientist, and the other is somebody that listens to the BS of the left and listens to my radio show, too. That would be you. If you believe in global climate change, you're a moron. I'm going to tell you right now. And if you call the show, I'm going to treat you with respect. The same way I would be respectful to a moron. I would question you like a moron. I'll make you look like a moron. If you reference other scientific materials, I'm really going to embarrass you. Because they're all 93% of scientists and all that. That is absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. global climate. Hey, the temperature's going up. I can show you. We posted a thing that said it was in 1989 that warned of global climate change in the sea, said we would be gone by the year 2000. This was the same bunch of climate alarmists that have come every, I don't know, whatever number of years, whether it's global cooling or global warming. And it's all because they have a little bit of discomfort. There's a little more rain or a little more snow or a little more heat or whatever, or a little more cold. And so suddenly it's apocalyptic. And then we get these Greta Thunbergs who, out of this little girl, is a mess. As my sister would say, she's a hot mess. So if you're one of those that believe it, and look, I don't even care if I offend you. I'm at a point now where I don't even give a crap. If I offend you, I hope I offend you, because you're an idiot if you want to convince me that weather is global climate change. It's going to change every day. Record. Oh, we had a record heat wave in Texas in 1980. I know that. You want to know why? It was more, I was running track. On a track and dang near died in 1980 because I was running quarter miles. And I told myself I got to run them in 52 seconds. And I had to run a certain number before I quit. And it was 100 degrees for 41 days straight or something like that. And I had my little behind out there running every day. And I ran my 52 second quarters. And when I got back to football camp, best shape of my life, when we ran that mile, I beat the milers. That's how good a shape I was. But my point is, it was heat wave. It's global heat. 1980. And now, global heat again. You know, we set a new record, I don't know, 5 or 8 years ago. Texas broke that record for the streak. Okay, it'll break again. There'll be, Texas will get snow. Arizona will get freak snow. All these little freaky things will happen because that's what weather does. It's God's way of saying, I got this. You leave it alone. But no, leftists want you to believe this nonsense. Sorry, I don't believe it. So anyway, Steyer's not going to get any credibility on that. And what are the other issues? I hate Trump. Well, I hate his trade policy that works. I hate his tax policy that works. I hate the fact that he's dropped unemployment down to this. Your stock market's through the roof. Gold is going up despite all of this. I mean, I could go on. We hate. Oh, it's terrible. China's now, we're in the phase one of China. I don't know if you guys saw this. We're in phase one. China has finally said, okay, it looks like you're going to win again, Mr. Trump. We better get to work. I talked to a guy, he was in the solar industry, and we were talking about, he's now into batteries. And he told me point blank, he says, batteries have been impacted. He goes, I got a 15% tariff added to my business. I said, what's your gross margin? He said, 60%. And I said, wow, that's a good gross margin. I said, everybody's going to pass that along. He goes, no, surprisingly, Kevin, nobody's done anything on, we've just taken the 15% hit. Well, when your gross margin is 60%, you can take that hit. This dude is still making 45%. You can see my thing. He's making 60, he's got a 15% hit. He's still making 45% gross profit. Almost double. He sells you something for a buck, he's making 50 cents. He's cool with that. And he also knows it's temporary. So I'm just saying, whether it's trade policy, whether it's NATO and people paying their bills and tax breaks that have shown benefit, and I can go on across the board. What are the Democrats going to run against Trump on? But it's worse for the Democrats because they're eating their own. That I saw a thing, Joe Biden slowly making a comeback. Okay. Fine. I hope it's Biden. Look at any of the polls now. Big shift. Big shift. Biden, if he becomes the guy, and I've said he wouldn't be, I could be wrong. I'm okay with that. There are people, Kevin, you were wrong about something. Real, oh, don't you dare tell me I'm wrong. I'm wrong about impeachment. I don't care. I said you'd be a moron to impeach Trump. Democrats are morons. They impeached Trump. Or tried to, you know, voted in the House. He ain't going to get impeached. But I'm not trying to make that my scapegoat, but it's just a fact. Anyway, Bloomberg's under fire, and this is what I wanted to get to. Democrats are now after him.
We head to the race for the White House now on the spotlight this morning on Michael Bloomberg and new details on allegations of sexism. The billionaire accused of making crude remarks toward women at his company, and his company the target of three ongoing lawsuits by former female employees. Our chief national correspondent, Tom Yamas, has more on all of this. Good morning, Tom.
Cecilia, good morning to you. This is a booklet that we believe has never been seen on TV and one that no presidential candidate would want out there. It's an original copy of the portable Bloomberg, the wit and wisdom of Michael Bloomberg, a collection of his quotes assembled by one of his top staffers in the early 1990s as a birthday gift. Bloomberg says he doesn't remember making the comments, but the quotes we found inside echo claims in lawsuits accusing Michael Bloomberg of sexist remarks and fostering a company culture that degraded women then and now. In the 1990s, as Michael Bloomberg's company was taking off, one of his regional sales managers, Sakiko Sakai's career at Bloomberg, was about to end. The tipping point came, she says, when Sakai told her boss, Michael Bloomberg, she was pregnant.
She thought he would be pleased that she was pregnant. She said that to him, and he said to her, kill it.
In her lawsuit, Sakai, who resigned soon after her child was born, alleges that she understood the statement of Michael Bloomberg to mean that I should have an abortion to keep my job. When the remark first surfaced in the late 1990s, Bloomberg strongly denied saying it. But there are allegations of other disturbing remarks. In an interview with the New York State Division of Human Rights, Sakai alleges Bloomberg told her, if you look like that, I would do you in a second, gesturing to another woman. Another time saying, your expletive looks huge in that new dress. That case also includes an allegation that Bloomberg told a group of female employees he wanted to perform a sex act on actress Sharon Stone.
You think it's accidental? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You think that report is accidental? Look, I'm going to give you one I told you. Bloomberg ain't going to be the great white hope. Democrats are now going after him. I don't know who's mounted the campaign against Bloomberg. Billionaire, but you know what he's going to do? He's going to get sick of it real quick.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Did Hillary Clinton do this attack ad on Bloomberg? Not an ad, but the story. Now, Bloomberg is a sexist. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Michael Bloomberg has been a high-profile dude for a long time. I'm sure Bloomberg was a handsome young man. He's a decent-looking old fella, right? Billionaire worth $55 billion. Bloomberg could put a pretty woman, you know, the movie Pretty Woman. He could put a pretty woman on every block and not even miss the money. You know what I'm saying? He could have a call girl in every city. This, I don't know. I don't even know what $55 billion gets you these days, but I know it gets you a lot. This is why I don't understand why this dude would even want to run for president. It's a waste of his time. It is a waste of his years. I mean, go out and figure out how to give away that money. Go live vicariously. He could do whatever he chooses to. Maybe it's because he's done it all. I don't know. I've never had that luxury to know what you could do with that kind of wealth. I know this. that kind of wealth better be put in the hands of very, you know, good people. Because if it's used for evil, you can do some serious damage to yourself with $55 billion. You know what I'm saying? You can influence all kinds of stuff. $55 billion. And now the Democrats are going after him. And is it Hillary Clinton and team that want to? I don't know, because I don't think Hillary Clinton is serious about getting back in the race at all. I don't. I love all the speculation about another Hillary butt kicking. But understand, I don't think she can forego the Clinton legacy taking that kind of a hit. Another hit. Donald Trump whooping that head. People speculate about it. But I don't believe any serious thinker believes Clinton will enter this race. I believe people like Bannon, who first, as first person I heard mention it, I think he would love to entice her to come in because it would throw all kinds of wrinkles into the thing, right? If you think impeachment hoax backfired on Democrats, though, consider what a Hillary Clinton entry into this race would do. It would upset the apple cart to all, I mean, to no end. The Democrats, folks, understand this, and you do. I know you do. I don't know if you're keeping up with the count, but they had nearly, what, close to 30 candidates. That is just a ton of people. That tells you right there, they thought it was a free-for-all. Hillary's out. Even, consider this, even with a former vice president who worked for Baby Black Jesus, knowing that he was going to enter the race, almost 30 people came in and said, "We don't care. We need a savior. He ain't it." The creme de la creme of Democrats, supposedly, beginning at the top, a former vice president, not just any former VP. He served under the president that many Democrats consider the best president ever, the best president there could possibly be as a Democrat, which means he's a piece of crap as a Republican. Yeah, just putting that in there, but it's true. So, with tutelage under the best president ever, Creepy Joe can't get out of the 20% range in popularity. I'm talking about, I don't really need Barack to endorse me because, you know, we're friends. People know we're friends, and I don't need it. So Joe is stuck in the mire. And then Democrats offered other Obama administration appointees. Congressmen who served under him, right? Senators. Black senator, two black senators, Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. Both, one gone, the other's campaigned completely on life support. We talked about Booker, you know, complaining. We can't get into the debate. What do you have to add to the debate, Cory Booker? Besides racism, Spartacus, what is he going to talk about? And Donald Trump, he's an amazing sexist, and he's a racist, and Donald Trump, and people just need to understand that Donald Trump is not, he don't. So, senators, Senator Warren, Senator Sanders, they got senators, they got governors running. Little town mayors and other mayors. They even had a black mayor, Messam, Wayne Messam. Other legislators. Yeah, not Yang. What was his name? Julian Castro. Obama cherry picked this dude, brought him from San Antonio as mayor, made him HUD director so he could give him some national credibility. And Julian can't get any traction. I talk about black Democrats in a bit because I want to cover that separately. I know Julian's not black, but you know. I'm going to get to the minorities, okay? Businessmen. Yang, very successful dude. Probably a nice, of all the Democrats, I would hang out with Yang. You know what I'm saying? Because we could talk tech. Two mega billionaires running. Mega billionaires. I'm not talking about chili dipping billionaires, you know, that have a billion dollars like a Mark Cuban. I'm talking about people that can buy and sell Donald Trump. Steyer. Talked about him earlier. Running commercials for global climate change. Whatever. And Bloomberg limit. What's he going to talk about? Your sugar intake? You saw the clip of him saying, we will tax the poor into doing what we want them to do. Don't withhold taxing them. That's how you get them to comply. He wants your compliance. That's what Bloomberg wants. Anyway, all this stuff brewing, all these different candidates, a rainbow of candidates, black, Latinos, Asians, Jews, women, LGBT, etc., and some other group, oppressed group to be named at a later date. What more could Democrats throw at the problem of Donald Trump, the president? Hardly a Democrat exists who hopes beyond hope that Michelle Obama would run. I dare any Democrat polling organization to poll Hillary Clinton versus Michelle Obama. Obama would beat her handily, yet Clinton mulls another run and Michelle Obama ain't nowhere to be found, and she won't be. Bloomberg was supposed to save the Democrats. That's what they seem to believe. They believe that a mega billionaire, another one, versus the chili pimping billionaire, Donald Trump, in comparison, only worth $10 billion, 6 or 10, whatever. I don't know what the number is. And he's lost money since he's been president. So the bigger billionaire was supposed to come in and beat up our little billionaire. Our billionaire will beat up your billionaire. You just watch, conservatives. Wait till Bloomberg comes in. Bloomberg is supported by Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world. King Solomon, for all intents and purposes. He's got multi-billions of dollars. He can't do it. I tell you what, why don't you add Bezos, Bloomberg, and Steyer all together. They put all their billions together. And you know what Donald Trump will do? He will whoop three mega billionaires into submission. Tom Steyer can't even defeat his Democratic opponents, but he thinks he can beat Trump. With all the firepower Democrats can muster, and still nobody believes they found their champion. And here's what Matt Vespa wrote. This might become a thing, right? Hillary Clinton could jump into the race, right? I mean, it wouldn't shock me. I know she has said repeatedly that she's done, but she's a politician. Politicians lie. Look at Beto O'Rourke, who also said he wasn't going to run for president. He ran anyway. She's part of the Democratic Party elite. She's royalty. She's a heavyweight. She would have the resources, the operatives, the infrastructure to run again. None of the candidates in the 2020 field can beat Trump. Joe Biden can't remember where he is half the time, blurts out nonsense, mocks voters, tries to say he was as black as Cory Booker. Elizabeth Warren's health care proposal, a whopping $50 trillion won't increase middle taxes, is simply not believable. Bernie Sanders hasn't made any really significant move in the polls. To boot, the impeachment nonsense that's engulfed the Hill has only helped the president. In the swing states in the 2020 cycle, Trump is beating them all. Now we get rumors of a retread? Hillary Clinton is going to save the day? No laugh track needed, folks, as another Hillary Clinton candidacy represents the punchline of a funny joke. The woman who couldn't defeat then politically unknown Trump, when she had the entirety of the Fed conspiring to defeat him, now thinks she can do it? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that anybody wants to see this. Because if you think she was roadkill in Trump versus a Clinton version 1.0, wait till you see 2.0.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.